Hello, everyone. Thank you so much for joining us online. We miss gathering with you all so much, and we're praying for you all during this new season of life. I'm your youth pastor, Ethan Amasula, and for our midweek messages, we're going to be continuing a collection that we started last week entitled Declaration. The heart behind this series, if you're just joining us, is to teach the church of today and the generation of tomorrow how to speak life and faith into a culture that is being wrecked by division, disunity, and fear. The answers to our world's issues are not found in deciding who is right, but rather in discovering the one who is righteous. Last week, we talked about a gospel-centered unity as believers, and the declaration was this: I go to war for my family and my church against Satan and his lies by talking to God through prayer on a regular basis. My prayers are never in vain, because my God always wins. Tonight's message is entitled, Not Afraid But Bold, and we are focusing on what it means to rise up as the body of Christ and banish fear from every context that we encounter. By the end of this sermon, I would love for us to really grasp that the opposite of fear isn't courage and boldness. Those are byproducts. But that the opposite of fear is faith and love. As the word says, perfect love casteth out fear. The win for us is to rise up in faith and love, declaring God's will over our cities, our families, and our social groups that we interact with. As a byproduct of that declaration, boldness and courage will follow. So let's begin. Our first point is fear or faith? A question, fear or faith? As I just mentioned, the opposite of faith, of fear, is faith and love. That might surprise some of you. The opposite of fear is not courage and boldness. Those are actually merely byproducts of faith and love. Fear-based decisions are made by sight. And to be honest with you, if you turn on the news and you look at what's going on around today, it's terrifying to think about that. Fear-based decisions are made by sight. Disunity in our nation, hate crimes, racial tensions, distrust in law enforcement, cyberbullying, and now the fear being spread by the virus that's going around. We cannot make fear-based decisions. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7. You've probably heard this verse mentioned a ton of times, but it bears listening to. For God hath not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love, and of a sound mind. When we make fear-based decisions, we make decisions with something that is not from God. Think about that again. When we make fear-based decisions, we make decisions with something that is not from God. Fear is a tactic that the enemy uses to distract us. It is not a characteristic that we are given by the Holy Spirit. As Christ followers, we don't make decisions based on fear. Paul wrote in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7, for we walk by faith and not by sight. When we make faith-based decisions, pray faith-based prayers, and live a faith-based life, we live the life that God intended us to live. Ready? A life of love. In 1 John chapter 4, verse 18, God's word says, there is no fear in love, but perfect love drives out fear. It gets rid of it. It obliterates it. Let's look in the book of Acts chapter 4, verse 13, we see what happened with Peter and John. When they saw the boldness of Peter and John and perceived that they were unlearned and ignorant men, they marveled, and they took knowledge of them that they had been with Jesus. In the book of Acts chapter 4, verse 13, we see a group of men who were trying to persecute Peter and John, and they recognized that these two guys weren't the brightest men. But yet, despite these men's educational background, their training, they discovered, wait a second, there's something different about those guys. They've been with Jesus. Church, we are not a movement based on fear. Instead, we live our lives founded on faith, which leads us to our second point. A life of faith is not lived by what we see, but by what God sees. So our first point, fear or faith. Our next point, point number two, a life of faith is not lived by what we see, but by what God sees. You might say, Pastor Ethan, that's pretty nice. But there's just one problem with that statement. I'm not God! Well, to do this, to be living that life of faith, we have to spend time in God's Word every day. I'll give you that. That's a valid point. Hey, I'm not God. How can I live by what God sees? In order to see what God sees, we've got to spend time in God's Word every day. When you read God's Word, you see what He says about you. Let's take one of my favorite examples of this point in Scripture. Let's take Gideon, for example. In Judges chapter 6, we come across a young man. His name is Gideon. And Gideon has every reason to be afraid, to live in fear of what's going on in his society. There are people attacking his land, the Midianites. They are not only tearing away people captive, they're not only burning, destroying property, or stealing stuff, they're wreaking havoc in Israel, to the Israelites. And Gideon is out in this field as a farmer. He's trying to gather food, and before the Midianites can take it. And there came an angel of the Lord, verse 11, and sat under an oak. Skip along later. And Gideon threshed wheat by the winepress to hide it from the Midianites. There we go. That's where he is. And Gideon, and the angel of the Lord appeared unto him and said unto him, The Lord is with thee, thou mighty man of valor. And Gideon said unto him, O my Lord, if the Lord be with us, then why is all this befallen us? Basically what happens, the next few verses is, Gideon says, look, if God's with us, then why is all this craziness happening around us? Christians today, we might be thinking, if God is really for me, Pastor Ethan, why is this virus going around? I got a text from my mom today, from my aunt, who's a nurse, and they're having to make some tough decisions at their hospital up in Massachusetts, about 20 minutes north of Boston. She had to tell a patient that I'm sorry, I did my best for you. This patient was diagnosed with a virus. And in the text, my aunt said, he looked at me with fear in his eyes. That's scary. How, Pastor Ethan, how do you expect me to do that? How do you expect me to live not in fear, but in faith? Verse 16, the Lord says to Gideon, after Gideon gives all of his reasons for why he doubts God, why he lives in fear rather than faith, God says in verse 16, surely I'll be with thee, and you shall smite the Midianites as one man. Church, Gideon only saw what he could see, right? And that's all that we can do either, right? We can only see what we can see. Gideon only saw what he saw. He saw a hopeless life in front of him, threshing wheat, gathering food so that the enemy couldn't destroy it and take what little his family needed to survive. He saw a hopeless life and a distant God. But thankfully, church, this is where you can say amen if you're at home, God did not see what Gideon saw, amen? In fact, when God looked at Gideon, he saw a mighty warrior, a man of strength, and the hope of God's people. And God was right. Gideon ends up leading an army and conquering the Midianites. This leads us to our third and final point in tonight's sermon. What do you see in your life? Our lives are each a culmination of the declarations and decisions we make. What type of decisions are we making? Are they faith-based? Are they fear-based? What type of direct declarations are we believing in? Are you believing in? Is it a faith-based declaration or is it a fear-based declaration? It is time that we stand as who God sees us to be and live the way He created us to live. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 39, I believe it was Paul, writes, But we are not of them who draw back unto perdition. In other words, we're not people who go back and hide in sin, hide in fear, but of them that believe to the saving of the soul. Look, if you're a Christian tonight, you need to recognize that if something is not of faith, It's sin. God says that clearly in his word. Which means that if we're making fear-based declarations, fear-based decisions, that we are living a life of fear. We're deciding in sin and we're declaring in sin. Tonight's declaration is simple. It's only four short words. And it's actually based off a passage of Scripture, Romans chapter 8, verse 31. I'd like you to repeat tonight's declaration after me. God is for me. God is for me. God is for me. My prayer is that when we start to question life, or face doubts, or feel fear beginning to set into our hearts, we can say in those difficult moments, God is for me. Church, tonight, I hope that the message, though brief, was powerful. Not afraid, but bold. As Christians, we don't have to live a life of fear. We can live a life filled with power, with meaning, with security, with strength, ultimately with faith that God gives us. Remember, boldness and courage are not the opposite of fear. Faith and love are the opposite of fear. And when we make decisions, when we make declarations that are based on both faith and love, the byproduct then is, yes, boldness and courage. One more time, church, our declaration for tonight, God is for me. I hope you will take something from this message this week as you're at home, maybe mobile to and from work. But remember, church, that God is for me. If you like any of the notes, if you like something for you to go over with your family later on to discuss the message, feel free to reach out to the church or message me at youthpastor@midstatechristian.com. I'll be more than happy to send you the sermon notes for tonight's message. Love you all, and thank you for joining me tonight.